Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! And we're back, sir. We're having some technical difficulties today. The weather is terrible over here. We've been in the middle of a terrible storm all day. We had no network earlier today, so we weren't even sure if we were going to make it on the air. But we're here. Come rain or shine, pandemic, whatever, you name it, we are here. Luckily, thank God. So I just want to remind you guys that we are still holding our online virtual casting for Mad's Fashion Show. which is coming up later on this year, but we're accepting online submissions. You can send us your video of you doing a runway walk. Very simple. If you have one that you've done previously, you can send that to us, or you can shoot a new one with your phone. And basically all you do is just put on here a nice black slacks and heels and a black blouse or top. And you can shoot it in your hallway at home or out on the sidewalk. Probably better lighting outdoors as long as the weather isn't like it is today here. And basically just not even a 30-second video of you walking down to the end and turning around and going back. And make sure you give us a big smile and send it to madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. That's MADMOMMY. SHOW2015@gmail.com. And we will be right in touch with you because we have been getting submissions in. You may have even seen our ad on Casting Networks. We've had quite a few people submit from that, and we want to give a big shout out to Casting Networks. Thank you so much. We truly appreciate everything everybody has done for us, and we really appreciate all your support. Keeping the Madeline and Mommy Show, Mad Mommy Productions, going. So it looks like our first caller is on the line, and it's time for coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. So let's just switch over and say hello to Miss Nicole. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. We're good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Still quarantined, but I'm pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, the quarantine thing isn't so bad after all. Honestly, you can find a lot of positive things about it because I know between you and I both, we've been getting a lot of odd jobs done around the house.
Yes, I can say that I am doing odd jobs and, yes, cutting down bushes and playing cards with the family at night. That's a lot of fun. Actually, family dinners, too. We've sat down more in the last month than we have in a long time. So we're definitely spending a lot of time together.
I know it. And actually, our girls are online right now. They're having a virtual play date. Oh, I'm sorry. They're preteens. I'm not supposed to call it play date. Hangout sesh. They're having a virtual hangout session, which they've been doing quite a bit. And even you and I, we've been having our virtual hangout sessions.
Yeah, we still have. We still have our meetings. And, you know, I've done that with a lot of I'm finding more, too, that while we are in this quarantine, we miss our friends. And you realize how many people miss you back. So, you know, a lot of video calls, a lot of FaceTime calls, a lot of people checking in with each other. And so, you know, I know life can get busy when we're not quarantined. And so because I think everyone's had a time to slow down a little bit, they are, you know, coming together more.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, I wanted to let you guys know, too, we're in a music video coming out here pretty soon. And Johnny Blonde, he's pretty cool, actually, an Indian director. He had closed out the submissions, but he is still accepting a couple more submissions from people. If you're interested, you can, it's for the Be Nice video. He's just trying to get people to kind of get together during this pandemic and work on a project. It's all done you know, self-tape. You can do it at home. And if you don't know how to sing, you can just say the lines. And, you know, it's just a great opportunity to get involved in the community, and who knows what will come of it. Like I said, he's a very well-known producer. And if you want to, you just can reach out to him. Again, his name is Anjani, and the last name is spelled P-A-N-D-E-Y. So I want to give him a quick plug. And if you guys want to sit down and do one, hey, be my guest. So also, yeah, I know, right? There's a lot of really cool things coming up because of this pandemic. People are creating films. They're doing all kinds of stuff. In fact, we are ourselves. We're working on a new episode of the Madeline Mommy Show, and the Quarantine Film Festival is accepting submissions until the end of this month. So if you or anybody that you know would like to be a part of the Quarantine Film Festival, just go to www.quarantinefilmfestival.com. So tell us a little bit about, now I know you've got a photography business, obviously everybody knows that, you're my head photographer. What you've been working on some projects too during all of this, right?
Well, not as many as I am usually doing at this time of year, but I am still keeping kind of active. A few weeks ago, we went and photographed at Bartow's Motocross, and we had the opportunity to photograph some motocross people, men, gentlemen, boys, kids of all ages and genders. And so I've been working on, we got some great footage from there. We were able to bring out the drone, which we're excited that it's fixed and it's back in action. So we're so thrilled about that. We had the opportunity to bring out our video camera and do some video as well. And of course I did some stills. So I have actually been working on some of that footage. And then we're also creating new content here for Lasting Impressions, too. This is our time to sit down and take a look back. And I've had some of my great, incredible, I love my clients, and they have shown how much they've missed us, too. They've been putting up some of their old work and doing a lot of memories and flashbacks. And so that's been really neat to see on social media that they're still plugging away at their photos and that they enjoy those memories and they miss us being in their moments. So that's been kind of neat. So we are working on a project that we will be releasing on our social media page, on our Facebook page. We're still working on it. So, but yeah, we'll get that out as soon as it's complete. So, and we've been working on the website and just doing some of our own projects as well. Just, you know.
Yeah, your website is shaping up. Can you direct everybody to that?
Yeah, our website is www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. It's still in the works, so you guys are going to see new things pop up all the time. But that's a great place to go and meet our staff because we do have a team. And so you'll be able to meet and see what we, you know, look like and kind of get to know us. You see some of our pieces of work. We are working on our video section because we have had some video come out this year. So we're thrilled about some of that. And our website's constantly updating. We try to put new content out as much as we can. And I do have some new
things. Oh, yeah, LIM Media. So. I love that. Ryan Davey,
yes,
go.
Yes, LIM Media Group is our product and commercials portion of our company. So LIM Media Group is the one that does all of your video footage, all your commercials and stuff
yeah.
like that. So, and we love it.
Yeah, well, now he does. We've had quite a few people in the past, but yeah, now he does for sure. And he's put together some really cool stuff for us. And we're looking forward to seeing more, you know, commercials and things like that coming out for him. So very exciting.
Mm-hmm. So we've got all kinds
of
stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're gearing up and we're praying that everything's going to work out for us to be at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo August 8th and 9th here at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida.
And I love that expo. I've attended that expo multiple times. And it gets bigger and bigger. And there's so much. We didn't even have a chance to go to the whole
festival. It's huge. Are you kidding me?
It's huge.
So exciting.
Like, we did a quarter of it. In one day. I mean, we all had a blast.
I mean,
we were so tired.
We don't even have to worry about bringing media with us, even though our reporters are going to be there, and we have a booth there, and we're doing Mads Fashion there, and we're doing our USA Lifetime Star Reporter Pageant there. I mean, it's just how much more exciting can it get? I don't know.
Oh, I'm so excited. Like, such a great.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, and like I said, we've attended and just covered it. And we're so excited that we are finally all a part of it. And I'm a mom,
right.
So Family Kids Expo.
Well, this has been in the works for a couple of years, yeah. And I just love Brandy over there. She's amazing. And, you know, originally she actually, the first year she had this, it was very small, but she has plugged away and she has built this thing up to something enormous, like just phenomenal. Billboards and, you know, all the news stations and everybody is there. It's huge. And, I'm really proud of her. You know, she's a cancer survivor, and she has a family, and she's doing all these wonderful things. And, she's really grown. And so the first year, she actually invited us to come and do interviews. And I was like, I don't remember exactly what happened, but it fell through. And I remember I messaged her after. And she's like, oh, we were so hoping that you would be there. Such a nice lady. Brandy's there like.
I attended the first year. I was at the first year. That was at the time when I was just coming out as a journalistic photographer. And I was working alongside with Disney Bellas. And so I was doing blogs and I was doing their stills for them. And
And
I met you guys. Again, I used to do Fierce Entertainment too. And. But I was at the Kids and Family Expo for them, and now I'm still doing Kids and Family Expo. I'm just part of Mad Mommy Production, and like I love it. I know.
It is a great expo. It's always in August, right before school starts and everything. So they have all kinds of really cool giveaways. It's like a big fun last, you know, hoorah at the end of the summer kind of thing. so much fun. It really is.
It is.
And I think Brandon's done a great job with it.
I think the kids last year, they rode some rides, they saw a wrestling match.
Well, they have. For the past 2 years in a row. So we went the second year. We were invited the first year. We went the second. Brandy was like, yes, please come out. So we did. We went the second year, and we did interviews 2 days in a row. Madeline and another reporter went out the first day. I remember this so vividly. And for whatever reason, we lost all of our footage from that day. You know, it doesn't happen often. Yes, it hit me in the heart.
It doesn't.
So I actually turned around and went back the next day. The second day, we drove all the way back up there again, and Madeline did interviews by herself. And Miss Brandy gave her a wristband and everything. She got to go on all the rides and do everything. And we worked really hard, and, you know, we made it happen. And then last year we went, and we had some of our reporters along with you guys come. And, man, we had a great time. The kids got slushies, and they got to do stuff, and they got interviews, and they got to see stuff. And it was just me. We bumped into old friends, and we got to watch the wrestling matches, and it was just amazing. It really was.
Well, I think that's a great event.
We weren't even there for very long. And look at how much stuff we did in a short amount of time. I'm so excited because we're going to get to spend the whole time there this year, you know?
Oh, I know, and I'm so excited because you really get to visit. They have so many great vendors out there. They have health insurance for the kids. They have learning stuff. Like anything and everything that you may need for kids and families.
They got family, anything, It's literally a fair for kids. Like, she's done very well with it, and I see that growing more and more so. So, I mean, and it's just going to, it's already exploded. So good for her. I'm really proud of Brandy. And I'm even more excited for us because we're going to be a major part of it this year. So we're really happy. And, yes, we are taking on submissions. We still have our virtual casting going on. What do you think, Miss Nikki? Don't we have some beautiful models?
Oh, my gosh. So many great faces. I mean.
Yeah.
I have watched, I'm just going to say it has been very entertaining because I am at home, and I do watch as you guys are casting. Mind you guys, I don't play a part in that. I just do, like, you guys' headshots and take the photos and do the commercial side.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I feel like I'm more involved because I get to go watch the casting this year, and I get to watch all the auditions. So this is of course, I was a mom who had to film an audition for my daughter Ariana, so she could walk. So I
Your daughter's
walking
on the show. Yeah, so cool. And you know what? It's so amazing because for three great causes is why we do this. We started this out 10 years ago as a trikeathon for St. Jude's over here at the gym where I work at LA Fitness in the parking lot, and it grew from there. More and more that Madeline got involved in it, she wanted to do fashion shows. So we ended up doing fashion shows, you know, for all these years now. And we have, not only do we have St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research Hospital, but we have Healthier Choices for a Hungry Child, which I'm on the board, and you guys are as well. And
then we
have an amazing local nonprofit organization called Changing Rooms, and they feed and clothe the homeless, which is absolutely tremendous.
My gosh.
These people have been working night and day. I actually have someone on the other line here that we're going to be talking to in just a second because it's about time to say goodbye to coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. I think we have Gus and Paloma Martinez on the other line from Changing Rooms. So we're going to be talking a lot about that. So you can listen in. To that, Miss Nikki. But is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners to know?
I hope everyone is staying safe during this pandemic. And if you guys want to reach out to me, just know I am still taking bookings, and I will be releasing schedule dates after they lift us and tell us we can go back to normal schedules or whatever that may be. But you can always find us on Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole. Send us a message. We love hearing from you guys, and we miss everyone so much. And yeah, I gave you guys my website earlier. So keep in touch with us and keep
following
along.
And you and your family stay safe. Make sure you wash your hands and use your hand sanitizer. I know I saw your mask and everything, and we'll see you really soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, honey. Thank you for taking time out of your crazy day to call in. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right. Okay, let's switch over. Changing rooms on the other line. Hello.
Hey, Ellen.
Hi, honey. How are you, Miss Paloma?
We're doing blessed. We're so happy, so outgoing, and still working hard for the community.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Gus. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing good.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear you guys smiling and laughing.
Hey, that is one way to handle this pandemic. We cannot let our ways down. We cannot get sad. We cannot get, you know, down. We just have to continue living. We just have to be positive and know that this is going to pass and we're going to be okay.
And while we are on that thread, this goes out to all of you who are not finding something to smile about, who are just letting yourself sulk into such a deep depression. I'm here to tell you that God loves you. We love you. Reach out to us via Facebook if you need to talk to somebody. Don't let this pandemic get the better of you. You are loved. You are loved. And you just need to open up your eyes and you know, reach out to your neighbors. Make sure they're okay. You know, social media.
And smiling.
Social media is a great thing. Facebook has the video chatting. So, yeah, you're not able to reach out and physically touch somebody, but like the old telephone commercial used to say, reach out and touch someone. Now you can do that through the internet.
So how you doing, Ellen? I haven't spoken to you in a while.
I know it. I'll tell you what. It has been something else, different. We're learning a lot of new things. We're getting a lot of things done around here, that's for sure. We're spending quality time together, but we're still keeping up with projects and doing what we love to do as well. And, we, you know, we're just praying for everybody, and we're doing everything that we can to help the community any way we can. You know, as far as social distancing, we've been practicing social distancing. I go out very little. Madeline hasn't left the house in 3 weeks. She took a bike ride yesterday with her dad and came home quick. That's it. She's been nowhere. So we're really trying
but that's
to
like
be
safe. It's necessary to go. We shouldn't go anywhere unless it's an essential, thing to do.
Exactly. You know, and that's the hardest part. People don't get that, you know, and that's why it's taking so long. But tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on, please. I'm very eager to hear.
Well, from the changing room side, we've been very active. We've been going out and doing fittings. We've been visiting all the hotels in the area, the low, you know, budget hotels where little children and big families are staying in one little room because that's what they call home. And we've been trying to, you know, bring the provisions needed to work, you know, that area of need. But we're also doing the supporting to other non-profit and smaller ministries. That's also been going on. I slowed down a little bit on the volunteer side because I want to make sure that all our volunteers are safe, and I don't want to risk any of them. So most of the work we've basically been pulling it by hand, my husband and I. But that's what we signed up for, to work hard for the community.
Yes, you do. And I know, like, I see you guys posting every day, and I know Gus, he had something he wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah. First of all, this Saturday coming up, we're going to be doing a toy run, you know, to kind of go out there and put some smiles on the kids' faces that live in these extended stay hotels in Kissimmee, you know, because it's not their fault. They don't have an understanding of what's going on, so we're going to go out there with a couple of our partners and put some smiles on while we keep the social distancing going. That, to me, is like the biggest thing. And then, of course, we're going to touch on the Thanksgiving event.
Well, we're going to have on Saturday, we're going to have Hero for Kids, our beloved Batman is going to be handing out books and, you know, and educational board games to these children. About 300 kids in just one place. We're hoping to serve at least 500 on Saturday. We're also going to have Wonder Woman giving them candy, and we're going to give them toys. We're going to do the cream donuts. We're going to have a lot of good stuff for these children. And, you know, everybody is so worried about food and, you know, and but we also got to think about this little kid in a house doing nothing and bored and maybe not having enough toys to play with.
Yes, I agree. You know, and it's so sad. Really is. A lot of people are homeless right now. I mean, they've lost their jobs. It's just horrible. It really is. And people like you, you know, because, you know, it would be much worse than it is. And I know you guys work your tails off to make it happen for so many people. And you're really to be commended for that.
Thank you. Thank you. But now we need you guys. Whoever's listening right now, my husband is going to talk about our biggest event of the year, which we're praying that it's going to be bigger and better than any of those 11 years that we've been doing it. So, my dear husband, it's all yours.
Oh, great. Okay, so as you know, every year I do a skate-a-thon. It's usually just my son and I. This year we have decided to open it up to everybody and make it a walk, cycle, and skate-a-thon. Unfortunately, because of what's going on, we had to cancel that. Now, unfortunately, that is the biggest event that we do to raise the funds that pays for the park where we do the Thanksgiving event, that being Lake Eola Park. Now, that's a really big event. We usually serve over 1,000 meals. And we receive anywhere from 200 to 340 volunteers on that day. Unfortunately, the way things are looking, because we had to cancel that skate-a-thon, because so many people are out of work, those who had pledged can't fulfill those pledges. So I'm reaching out and hoping that there's some people out there who haven't really been impacted by this, but want to help us make that event happen for the 11th year in a row. And we could pick a smaller venue like we were told by that city commissioner and go take it somewhere else. But unfortunately, as you know, the bulk of the homelessness is accumulated around downtown Orlando. So if I was to move this event to East Orlando or South Orlando, or anywhere else, you would not be able to get all these hundreds of homeless people to come by bus or cab. They just wouldn't be able to commute. Lake Eola provides us that central point where they can all get to easily from all the homeless shelters and the food banks that are around there. And so we want to keep it at Lake Eola at the Walt Disney Amphitheater. Unfortunately, that tab is going to be $3,500, including the two permits that are required.
Wow.
I unfortunately can't reach into my pocket by myself, but I know if there's three companies that are listening out there that can write that $1,000 check, we will be there in November, and we will be able to have all these volunteers who come and just express that kind heart and love that they have towards other people. We got a lot of kids who come and do their community service hours on that day. And a lot of people really look forward to this event. It's a signature event. It's the 11th annual Thanksgiving. And nobody else does a Thanksgiving event at Lake Eola. That's just us.
Oh, wow.
Might be nearby.
We missed it last year, but I want to come this year for sure.
So we need some people out there who have been blessed, who maybe this stimulus check really isn't a big deal to them, who can say, you know what, I want to make this happen. I want to be part of feeding those 1,100 people or so. I want to be part of those 250-plus volunteers that get there. You know, we have a lot of media coverage and a lot of newspaper articles that,
right.
that get printed over the years. And if anybody needs proof of that, they can always reach out and call me or Google us. You know, Miles of Help in Christ, that's the article. There's a bunch of them out there. You know, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Gus Martinez, or you can text me, 407-470-4308. I say text because I'm working from home. Like everybody else, our home has been impacted, but I'm still giving faithfully. You know, I'm still giving that that pay period deduction. I had that little voice in my soul that said, you know what, you're not touching that deduction, don't matter how much your salary gets cut. And so my wife and I have been living on faith and continuously providing that little bit that we do, because that's how we support the ministry.
Awesome. So how do we tell them again how to do that?
Well, you can connect with me on Facebook, either through my personal profile, which is Gus Martinez, that's GusMartinez, or you can connect to the nonprofit page, which is Miles of Help Through Christ. You're going to see everything posted there, or you can visit our website. We have all of the giving options through our website. The website is real simple. It's the initials of the nonprofit, tc.org. It'll get you there. If you need my cell phone number again, that's 407-470-4308. I know you got a few people who can say, you know what, I want to be one of the main sponsors of this event. I'm going to go ahead and write that $1,000 check so you can put my company banners and stuff on the stage. And I'm sure you got three people out there who can do that.
Right.
I know the God that we serve, and that's why we're giving faithfully. And I know that there's somebody out there who has been blessed and hasn't been touched financially or impacted by this.
Yep. So we're going to pray for you guys. And is there anything else that you'd like to add for the listeners to know, Gus and Paloma?
Hey, we're out here to serve. If you are alone out there, or if you have neighbors you haven't seen for a while, make sure you reach out and touch each other either by telephone, ring their doorbell, stay 6 feet away, but, you know, check on them, make sure they didn't die and you know, make sure that, you know, that depression is not getting the better of them, you know, because there's a lot of people who get affected when they lose their jobs. It's really hard with the unemployment not coming through yet. So, you know, depression is a killer. Loneliness is a killer. Florida is one of the loneliest places I've ever visited until, you know, I mean, the first 7 months that I was here in Florida, I barely spoke to anyone except people at work.
Mhm. Yeah, I agree. And there's a lot of people here, but you just don't know who to talk to, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
And we have to start working towards the fashion show.
Yes, definitely. We're very excited about that. I was talking to the folks earlier about that. At this point, we are scheduled to do Mad's Fashion Show at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo this year. So, yes, lots of exposure, lots of news, lots of media, lots of people. Very exciting. So that's August 8th and 9th. We're going to pray that event isn't rescheduled. But if by chance it is, it will be moved to sometime in December, which is really a crazy month. But either way, we'll make it happen. So
everything is going to be, everything that we do for our community and for the right reason is going to be blessed, Ellen. And you know that you and Madeline are always going to be blessed for all the good stuff that you do for the community as well.
Yeah, and honestly, and, you know, as I've grown older, I've realized not to get so uptight about what this person says, that person says. Just stay focused on what we're doing and try to do the best that we can do, and that's it. And, you know, it's working, and we're staying safe over here, and we love hearing from you guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your crazy schedule to call in today.
Thank you for having us, Ellen. Thank you.
God bless you all.
God bless you guys. You're amazing. Thank you so much. You take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome, awesome. Gustin Martinez Palomas. All right. I'm sorry, Gustin Paloma Martinez. I got the name switched around. Oh, I think it's time for me to go cook dinner because we can't go out to eat. We've been cooking everything. So you guys, stay safe, stay humble. God bless you all. We'll be back next Monday, same time. All right, we're still going. We're still working. We're still getting ready to put out a new episode. We're still working on our fashion show. We're even still working on our movie, Lost in the Backstage Parking Garage. So just keep up to date on all our social media. We love you guys. Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to Mad Mommy Show, Madeline and Mommy Show on YouTube. All right. And if you want to be a part of anything, again, madmommyshow2015@gmail.com. Thank you. Good night. Good night, Apple. She's on her phone with her friend still. Good night, everybody.
Well, you always let me through.